Last week, President Obama called for an end to what's known as conversion therapy when used on minors. Conversion therapy is a practice with the goal of changing the sexual orientation or gender identity of gay, lesbian, and transgender people.
Well, the president isn't looking for a federal law banning that practice. He is hoping states will follow the example of California, New Jersey, and the District of Columbia and ban it at a state level. Michael Shear joins us now. He's the White House correspondent for the New York Times. Michael, welcome to Central Time.
Happy to do it. Nice to talk to you.
Well, how did the president make this announcement calling for an end to conversion therapy?
Well, so this came, the specific genesis of it was a petition, an online petition. The White House website allows people to post petitions on any subject on the White House website. And if they get enough signatures, then the White House commits to at least respond to them. They don't obviously commit to doing whatever the petitioners want, but they at least commit to responding. In this case, folks urged the president to take a stand on this issue of so-called conversion therapy in the wake of a very tragic story of a 17-year-old transgender youth who had become so despondent about her parents' efforts to convert her, essentially try to convert her back to being a boy, that she killed herself. And in the wake of that, friends started a petition to urge the president to weigh in, and last week the White House decided to go ahead and do that.
And this is Leila Alcorn. The president was reportedly pretty moved by that story. For people who aren't necessarily familiar with what conversion therapy involves, could you flesh it out a little for us?
Sure. So essentially, it is a kind of a catch-all term for a set of therapies of sort of therapists who, you know, can be in some cases religious-based, in other cases simply folks who believe that being homosexual is not a permanent thing, and that if you meet with a therapist who kind of helps you through it, that they can essentially convert you back into a heterosexual person, and essentially, depending on the rhetoric that's used, sometimes they say they've quote unquote cured you from being homosexual, and you know, it's something that is largely derided by traditional psychiatric associations and most medical doctors as kind of wrongheaded, but there's a group of folks out there, a group of therapists out there who, you know, believe strongly that it's possible, and they pursue it, and it's most controversial when employed against young people, or employed in the case of young people like Leila Alcorn.
What kind of political pressure was there for the president to speak out on conversion therapy?
Well, it's interesting. You know, it's not one of those issues that, I mean, I cover the White House pretty closely. It's not one of those issues that had been repeatedly brought up, for example, at the daily briefing where the White House gets asked questions on any number of subjects. But it does fit into a kind of broader, what the president himself has called a broader evolution in his presidency on issues regarding, you know, gay and lesbian and bisexual and transgender people in this country. Of course, you remember that the president, when he was first entering national politics in running for the Senate in Illinois, he said that he was opposed to gay marriage, supported civil unions. Over, you know, then became president essentially on that same platform, and over the time in office in the last 6.5 years, became a greater and greater supporter of gay rights. He ended the don't ask, don't tell policy in the military. He supported gay marriage, finally. And so this is kind of part of that evolution and part of a, you know, pattern where this president has sort of sought to, you know, from his perspective, right the wrongs that have been kind of institutionalized against gay people in this country.
We're talking with White House correspondent Michael Shear right now. He's with the New York Times, talking about the president's recent call to end what's called conversion therapy, aimed at youth in this case, and a goal of changing the sexual orientation, maybe the gender identity of gay, lesbian, and transgender people. And Michael, the president is not hoping for a federal law to ban this. He's hoping to go at the state level. Why is that?
Well, I think it's that part of it is largely rooted in political pragmatism and reality. I mean, I talked to Valerie Jarrett, who's a senior advisor to Mr. Obama, and she was pretty clear that if the president thought that federal legislation would actually be considered and approved, I think he'd support it. I think they recognize that the both chambers controlled by Republicans, they're not, those Republicans are not looking out to try to give President Obama a win on anything. And so I think it's more rooted in the idea that, look, you know, that if we set as a goal federal legislation, that's something that's not likely to happen in the next 18 months, but we can, they would say we can, you know, put the weight of the office behind some of these other efforts, and maybe that'll help.
Now, some states, as we said, have banned it. California has, New Jersey has, also the District of Columbia. Has it stood up in court there so far?
So far it has. The court efforts the court challenges have largely failed. There's been one court challenge in New Jersey and one in California, and the laws have been upheld so far. If you talk to the advocates of this practice, they say they are, you know, convinced that what they're doing is legal, and they continue to say that they will fight in court whenever they can. I think there were something like 18 different legislative efforts either that have begun or are still underway in different states to try to do this. And the advocates, the practitioners of conversion therapy are fighting in all of those states to keep those laws off the books. And then they say, if they lose those legislative fights, they, you know, intend to keep fighting in court.
Now, this is aimed at minors in particular. Is that because there's a potential for an element of coercion with minors who are maybe still living with their parents?
Yeah, you know, I asked the White House about this. I think there was not a really clear answer. I mean, I think if you push the White House, and if you had President Obama here to ask him, he'd probably say that he opposes the practice entirely, whether it's for young people or adults. I think there is that element of, an adult can make a decision to, choose a particular therapy for him or herself. But in the case of young people, there is this element that they're not choosing. And in the case of Lila Alcorn, that was the despair that she wrote about in an internet posting before she killed herself. She wrote about that despair of being forced to undergo these sessions against her will, because that's what her parents had decided that she should do. So I think that element of coercion was probably what helped limit or define the scope of what the president was going to stand against.
What kind of response has this gotten? This White House statement from the president, from LGBT advocates. Is this considered a major win, or just maybe more of a stepping stone?
Well, it's interesting. I talked to a bunch of the advocates. You know, they all put out statements, the kind of gay rights and LGBT advocacy organizations all put out statements, supporting this and thanking the president and saying that this was a big step forward. I think, though, if you really talk to them, that this is seen as, you know, a kind of niche, important, but a kind of small piece of the broader, broader effort to advance gay rights and to treat gay rights in the similar vein as a kind of civil rights struggle that they've been pursuing for a couple of decades. I think things like gay marriage, which of course is at issue before the Supreme Court at the moment, I mean, those are really seen as the bigger issues that will affect kind of the broad swath of American life. This particular issue is a kind of smaller one, and you could see the difference in the way the president handled this one. The president was actually in Panama at the time that the statement went out. He was on a foreign trip. The statement was posted to the website, and Ms. Jarrett gave a couple of interviews. That's significantly different than how the president has treated some of these other kind of broader LGBT issues.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, happy to do it.
Michael D. Shear is the White House correspondent for The New York Times.
You can share your thoughts on this issue over at the Central Time Facebook page.